So Mr. Shang He-shin, yeah, with Let's Power the Analytics and 3D to the web-based military geoportal using Phosphor-G. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Once again, my name is Shang He-shin, and it's my great pleasure to share my real experiences with the Korea Ministry of Defense, National Defense. And this is a real project. So I will talk about like this. So introduction. Actually, the project name was the project development of open source based military geoportal system. And then we've done this project last year for 6 months. And our project client was Ministry of National Defense, specifically to say Korea Defense Geospatial Intelligence Agency. That organization produces all the military maps and the geospatial intelligence for Navy, for Air Force, and the Army as well. So they are in charge of all kinds of military geospatial information in Korea. Also, project outcome was very clear. They want to have a web-based 2D, 3D geoportal system in their intranet. And then the objective is like this. They have a bunch of geospatial data, 2D geospatial data, 3D-dimensional geospatial data, and other some important additional data. Also, they want to provide not only geospatial data, but also analysis functions through the web using WPS, OGC WPS. So this is the brief introduction of this project. So this is the background and goal of this project. As you see, actually, currently they are using ESRI web whatever. I don't know. Actually, I haven't ever used the ESRI product. So anyway, they use the ArcGIS portal or something like that. For 3D service, they are currently using a Skyline software, Terra Explorer, or something like that. So they want to replace all of them with open source based one because Korea Ministry of National Defense paid so much money to the ESRI and the Skyline Soft and other hexagons and other companies. So they want to reduce license cost. At the same time, they want to reduce the technical dependency on specific companies and specific technologies. This is overall background. So as with this background, their project goal was very simple. They want to replace almost all the proprietary system with our open source based ones. So this is the background and the goals. Here now you can see the overall architecture of this system. So there is a web-based 2D, 3D geoportal system. And then through this system, we can service the vector maps, spatial images, including satellite images, drone images, aerial photos, and the 3D data. They have a bunch of 3D data, including North Korea's capital, Pyongyang's buildings, and other nuclear facilities. And other things. I forgot that this is a streaming, video streaming. Anyway, so they want to service all this kind of data through the web to the military officers. Imagine that we, Korea, have around 600,000 soldiers. Wow, we have really many soldiers in our country. So they need many geospatial information at the various levels. So this is a conceptual architecture. This is a target system. So they want a pure open source based web geoportal system. So we designed these kind of things. As you see, almost all the systems are based on open source software. So they have a bunch of data, and then we can ingest the data to the military geoportal system. And we make use of PostGIS and the GeoServer. And then the other things for the service. And we need to provide integrated search, MemNote, coordinate capture, layer controls, 3D model visualizations, attribute retrieval, 3D related APIs, and other things. In short, they want to have a web-based QGIS. So without installing any additional software, we should provide the data at the same time, this kind of analytic functions to the military officers without considering the two-dimensional or three-dimensional. So this is the overall scope of project. So we prepare the hardware, and then we installed the open source software, and then the We also installed many PostgreSQL softwares like GeoWebCache, PostGIS, PostgreSQL, GeoServer, OpenGX, SET, and other things. And also, we needed to import data for service, so vector maps, REST maps, and the 3D data, including DEM, DSM, 3D models for missile targeting, and the time series satellite data. Actually, we have many Earth observation satellites to monitor North Korea. So almost every day, we can get the many satellite images. So we needed to retrieve the data, retrieve the satellite images very easily. Also, POIs and other things. And then we needed to implement this kind of analytic functions. So this is a detailed required list. So hardware, softwares. As you can see, almost all the software components are open source based. GeoServer, GeoTools, GeoWebCache, Apache Tomcat, PostgreSQL, PostGIS, Mago3D. That is the open source project developed by my company. And then the OpenGX. That is also open source project developed by Mango System. Actually, OpenGX provides more than 200 analytic functions. Out of 200 analytic functions, Korean military officers selected six, only for the military uses. And then the layer controls like QGIS or UDX, we needed to adjust the geoder, and also we needed to control the opacity. Also, we needed to change the colors and the styles. Also, we should provide very easy 2D, 3D switchings and 3D draping and the UX and other things. And the information search, integrated search, POIs, address, mem name, mem number, national grid, whatever. And then they want coordinate capturing, so including MGRS, and then the UTM, DD, DMS, and TM, whatever. And also, we needed to record the coordinate history and address search. Yeah, and then we provided some measuring tools, measuring distance, measuring area. Also, as analytic functions, we provide radial line of sight analysis. We provide linear line of sight analysis to assess the possibility of assassinations. And then the terrain profile analysis, highest and lowest point detection, and routing like Google Maps, and then the threat domes, it's a half dome, and then the mem note and other things. And finally, we carried out the performance test as a part of the site acceptance test. Yep. So results. This is a top secret, so you should not take a photo picture of this. So actually, around 30 terabytes of the data are serviced through the web right now. And then here, lots of vector maps are serviced through the web. And then for the armies, for the navies, for the air forces, there are a bunch of vector data, you can imagine. And then also lots of REST data, satellite imagery data, drone data, and then the aerial photos. Yeah, so many. So around the total size of these maps and then the REST data is around 30 terabytes. And then they also have very confidential 3D data, yeah, covering South Korea and North Korea as well. So actually, they have all the building information in Pyongyang, the capital city of North Korea. So other facilities covering the North Korea. And this is an implementation result. So this is a system architecture of our system. So as I already mentioned, we make use of existing open source GIS project, PostgreSQL, PostGIS, GeoServer, GeoTools, and GeoWebCache to increase the service speed of the tile map. So and then for 3D dimensional service, we make use of Cesium.js. And then on top of Cesium.js, we are using Mago3D.js. Actually, this morning, I talked about the Mago3D project. And then the OpenGX is analytic function library. That's just a library. If you put the just water file to the Geo server, and then the OpenGXT extends the Geo server to the analytic server. So our client and the server communicate through the WPS. So if we have another analytic server over there, we can make use of that through the web processing service as well. And there is a very complicated and very large size 3D models they have. So we converted that to our own F4D format and the service through the web like this. So this is a real case, and this is user interface. So if you type in if they type in anything about the POIs or address, national grid, mem name or mem number, whatever, and then the result will be popped up left side, like the left side, and just click the result, and then the map directly go there. And then this is a web-based 2D, 3D integrated user interface. So left side is a two-dimensional, and the right side is a three-dimensional. Just click on the button on top right side of the button, and then the user interface will be switched from 2D to 3D and back and forth as well. And just like normal GIS, we can click on the features and we can get the attribute information like this. And also here, layer control, we provide a web-based layer control box. So users easily adjust the opacity and the styles and other things, thickness as well. And this is a dynamic node setup. Actually, we are very familiar with two-dimensional maps. So if you are trying to use the three-dimensional maps, sometimes you are lost where the node is. So we provide a dynamic node setup like that. And if you click the node setup, and then automatically that direct the head to the map nodes. Also, we provide very powerful coordinate capture functions. So if you click on the screen, you can get the multiple coordinates like MGRS, UTM, DD, DM, DEMS, and TM. Lots of coordinate systems they use because we are ally of US military. So we are compliant with the US Army's system. At the same time, we need compliant with our civil coordinate systems. So there are lots of coordinate systems we need to consider. Also, unit of length, measuring unit. So there are meters, kilometers, nautical miles, inch, foot, yard, mile, because a nautical chart for the Navy and the nautical and then the Air Force map, they use a nautical mile. So we provide that kind of measuring conversion tools like that. Okay, I will talk about analysis functions. As I already mentioned, we have more than 200 analytic functions in OpenGXT, but we had a discussion with our client, and then they selected only six because the level of understanding of GIS is totally different. This system is not for professional. This system is for the general military officers, so they limited the analytic functions only this kind of six. So now you can see the, and however, we provide two different types of terrain analysis, DEM-based one, at the same time DSM-based one, because they have the building information. So this is a profile analysis. So if you click on the start point and then the end with the end point, and then you can see this kind of the profile very easily. We make use of the WPS to conduct this kind of analysis as well. This is a radial line of sight analysis, and then also we make use of the WPS to see which areas we can see, which areas we cannot see. And then this is the highest, lowest point detection. I don't know why this is so important to military guys, but they want this kind of things to plan a military operation. So we put this kind of analytic functions to their system. And then the routing. Routing is also very important because this is about logistics. So if military officers click one point and then another point, it automatically provide information, turn by turn information like this. So we make use of PG routing. So as you know, PG routing is a plugin of the PostGIS, so we can easily use that. And this is a threat dome. So it's just a half dome, but Let's imagine that if you have a cannon, yeah, ground to surface to air cannons, and then you can imagine that we can defend this kind of area with our surface to air cannons. So, last, this is a site acceptance test result. Ministry of National Defense is not an easy organization. They are very, very conservative to accept new technologies and to new trends. So we should go through this kind of test. So now we carried out this kind of benchmarking test. So you can see the blue triangle is ESR response time, you can see. And then the orange cross is the GeoSub response time. And then the GeoSub open source response time was around 1.22 million seconds. It means we won. So our, yes, that's why I'm here. This is the first forge conference. So we won. And then our client was very, very happy with this result. So all the source codes are here. You can, there is OpenGX site. You can download all the source code there, and also Mago3D site here. Also, you can see the many things. Here is the software license. So what are the outcomes? Our clients are quite satisfied with this result, and they signed another contract with my company. Thank you. Yeah. So, oh, Nadek. Oh. Yeah. I just appreciate it to my client. So they, they actually, so it triggered the active adoption of open source in Ministry of National Defense, and they signed a new contract with my company, so I'm very happy with that. And then the most important thing is that they reduced the license cost drastically. And then also it means that now they can install the software very easily, and that will increase the accessibility to their geospatial data. It's very important because they have a bunch of data, but it's very hard to access that data. But now the things are changing. So this is expected benefits. So they now are trying to reduce the dependency, and they now can reduce the license fee. And there was actually interoperability issues between different systems. There is a Hexagon system, and here ESRI system. There is Skyline Soft. So they had headache how to integrate all the things as a flow. So, but they trying to integrate the open source in their production process, and they will change all the things. Okay, and here is the actually this is the I know this is demo site. There is no computational data. So we just provide available data like 3D models and open street maps and other things. But you can enjoy all the analytic functions like this. Here, line of sight, and then the profile, and then the routing, stratum, and other things. Also, actually, we also provide very interesting time series detection, but time is running out, so I would like to round up this my presentation, okay? And then let's have a Q&A session, okay? Thank you.
So your company should give you a big raise, and if it is your company, you should give yourself a big raise. Yeah. Thank you so much. So questions?
Any question? Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you. How do you, if you do, deal with tactical graphics and rendering of tactical graphics as of military standards?
Pardon?
How do you deal with rendering of tactical graphics?
Tactical graphics.
As of standards and mil standards?
Yes, I know that.
Mil 25, for instance?
Yeah. Actually, this phase, this year, we are trying to import the kind of symbols to our new systems. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's based in a SVG format, and then we will duck that, and then we'll import to the system.
Considering the DOMs.
I have a question considering threat DOMs about explosions and the extension of explosion. I wonder if you do consider obstacles and do you take obstacles into consideration while do you model those DOMs, or it's easily hemisphere?
That is just a half DOM.
Okay.
Yeah, it is, as I already mentioned, this is not a system for the professional. This is mm-hmm. only for the general users. The target audience will be the 600,000 military soldiers, just like a private Kim. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. How do you deal with the security analysis of the open source software? Do you do analytics on every time you pull up a new update?
Yeah, actually, there is an intelligence agency in Korea as well. They have their own tools, and we need to go through their security. I forgot the name of that, but anyway, we should pass through the test. But they do not care much about the open source itself. Open source does not send any information to outside of the organizations. Binary file will send the security information to the outside of the organization. Does it make sense? So they just installed their security check system, and then they will monitor whether this kind of system will send out the very sensitive information to the outside of the military or not. Yeah. Yeah, and then this is the closed military intranet. Nobody can access. Actually, only military officers can access this kind of things. This is just internet. Yeah. However, at the same time, however, we need to go through the kind of security test.
You have ability to show raster data like Earth observation data, on 3D geoportal like Cesium engine. Do you have experience to show Earth observation data on North or South Pole, for example, MODIS weather data? I know that Cesium have only one projection, like EPG 4223, if I remember correctly. But this projection very big for big low resolution images on the polis. Do you have experience with show these images on these degrees, high degrees, up than 80?
Yeah. Actually, in my opinion, your question is a little bit far from this project. Actually, we are just focusing on the Korean Peninsula. But my company is still involved in a research project with the Korea Polar Research Institute. And then, as you mentioned, it's not so easy to trap the data over the high latitude area like Arctic and the Antarctic, but actually I'm just a businessman and I don't know much about the technical issues in detail. But my colleague, Ms. Jung, is now involved in the kind of project. We are currently working with the Korea Meteorological Agency, and then they have their own meteorological satellite, and then they also capture the images over the North Pole and the South Pole as far as I know. And then maybe she can answer to you. But the problem is that she cannot speak English. Yeah. So I can translate your question to her after the session, okay? Yeah.
Thank you. Other questions?
Okay,
So before we finish, I have a little announcement. The coffee break should be at the first floor. So when we're going to end, please don't stay at this floor. We need to proceed down, cleaning and other, yes. And thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you, Tom, Ladislav, and thank you, Shangli, and the team.